From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Tomorrow.
Wow, already we're hearing some slamming music.
You know, Jazz, this week we're going to hear some music I found during my travels last month to the West Coast, and what I brought is just the tip of the iceberg.
Fasten your seatbelts, put on your shades. We're going on a musical road trip to Southern California. This is Alt Latino. Bilingüe.
That's right.
What's this?
This is a band called Los Hollywood. The lead singer is Heidi Flores. She's from San Diego. The other two guys in the band are from Mexico. They play a lot in Southern California between San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, that whole strip. And they're a power pop trio, as you can hear it. Power rock. It's a lot of different styles. It's kind of a combination of American pop and British power trio stuff. I found them down there. I found one of their CDs and just really was knocked out by it.
It's very power pop. Yeah. I kind of imagine you jumping up and down on your princess bed.
Yeah, with my go-go boots.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Okay. I don't know about that, Felix.
I really like them. It's and they are a testament to the power of the internet because they won a contest at MySpace band competition. They got a lot of publicity that way, and that got generated a publicity for their EP. They've done tours in U.S. and United States and Mexico. They've got a new recording coming out in the fall, which I have a copy of,
nice.
Which we're going to play now. But to give you an idea of just how broad their styles are, you get an idea when you hear the new song.
Oh, great. Let's hear that. So do you like this?
You know, I do. It's a songwriting thing. You know, it's a catchy hook on both this one, Te Busco, the other one, No Te Agüites. It's like
no
writing.
Te qué?
No Te Agüites. Like, don't worry about me. It's a Spanish, Mexican-Spanish thing.
No Te Agüites or No Te Agites?
Agüites.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that word.
It's like a colloquialism. It's like, and it reflects, you know, their very Mexican influence, obviously, and coming from Southern California. But again, it's like these power pop songwriting skills, you know, they're so energetic. I like her voice. I was really knocked out. Like I said, I really enjoyed finding them.
Bit too pop for me.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit too bubblegum pop, like her voice. And
but you know what was interesting is that I can hear that. But
do you see what I'm saying?
Right. But when I heard their first song, it was like when they did the power chord thing and all that. I heard them as like a rock band.
And you say they're based in the U.S.?
They're based in San Diego. So when their album comes out in the fall, we'll have more to play and be able to check out more songs. This is their manager sent me a little taste, a little preview, because they're finishing up recording right now and it should be ready to go. I think he said October, November.
Great. We'll definitely have some of that on our blog, npr.org/altlatino. Felix, what do you have next?
Okay. I'm going to play something and it's a name that tune situation. So we're going to play the song and then you tell me what the song is.
Okay, okay. Okay, oh. Take on Me.
There you go.
Is that the name of the song? It's an 80s song.
From 85, the band
Oh, but it's in cumbia.
See?
We've talked about how everyone's doing cumbia now, but it's like you can, any remake you do in cumbia is gonna be awesome for me. I just love it.
Yeah. This is a band called El Conjunto Nueva Ola. They're from Mexico City, and they're not from Southern California, but they were playing at a thing called Mucho Presents Paradise. I went to this party on a Saturday night. It was really cool. This band was playing. They were all wearing Mexican wrestling masks. So,
and that's, okay, any band that wants to get on Alt Latino, that's the way into Felix's heart. Just pose in a wrestling mask, a Mexican wrestling mask, and he'll love you.
There you go.
You can like barely know how to sing or play an instrument.
But if you've got a mask on. They won as soon as I walked in the room. And then they just really raised the level. They were one of two bands playing. And they really did a good job of whipping the crowd into a frenzy. It's a nice scene that they have going there. Because these guys, these two DJs, they do these things. They also DJ parties in some other clubs. But they're trying to make this a community. They bring all the different people, not just from Mexico, but all the different countries and stuff, and play. They bring bands, mostly Southern California bands. But this night, we were lucky enough to have a band from Mexico. And they just had a lot of fun. And they were selling T-shirts, and they're doing all this different stuff.
Awesome. I love this.
It was a lot of fun. They were really... The mask. They wouldn't let me wear one with them. I wanted to get on stage and play timbales with them.
It was probably kind of sweaty.
I always travel with my own Mexican wrestling mask.
Again, go-go boots, Mexican wrestling mask. We don't need to know these things.
Hey, there you go.
You know, I'm starting to kind of get a little jealous of your road trip. I imagine when you said I'm embarking on a cross-country road trip to the West Coast with my family, I imagine more like a Chevy Chase movie.
National Lampoon.
But this sounds like you actually had a pretty cool road trip.
It was a lot of fun. We went through 19 states. We drove through the southern part of the United States. I've never done that before. So while I've lived in California and Florida and Miami and now here in D.C., I've never driven across the country. And I got a really deep appreciation for the geographic beauty of this country because it goes from rolling hills to the desert in the Southwest, which is where, you know, I felt most at home in the Southwest with all the mountains and all that. But mostly it was just being knocked out by how the country, the geography changes.
Yeah.
The only other experience I had that was similar to it was when I rode a train once from Mexico City out to Merida and Yucatan and watched the geography change mile by mile the same way. But we stopped in California long enough to pick up a stack of CDs, and that's what we're doing.
Awesome. What do you have now?
Now we have hip hop.
Felix, dude, you're like blowing me away.
I really thought
you were gonna bring back like either like some really like trippy trance stuff that I wasn't gonna be able to really get into, or like pure ranchero, because I know you.
Right.
I know how you roll. Solo son cuates con ideas como tú y yo, entiéndelo, es ilusión, no te la creas en el mundo real. Cuates con ideas como tú y yo.
Cuates. All our Mexican friends will know that it means friend or buddy. This is a guy who calls himself Malverde. His real name is Jesus Martinez Gonzalez. And he's got an interesting side story to his name. Malverde is part of an old Mexican, like Robin Hood type yes. person. And what he's done is like he identified that since identified with that guy, with that image, with that myth, since he was a little kid. And what's happened is at the same time, the people doing the narco business in Mexico and all the drug dealers and stuff, they've sort of reappropriated Malverde to become their own patron saint. So they're using, they've taken his identity, this Malverde, you know, the whole idea of the gangster being the Robin Hood and taking care right. of his own. So there are a lot of people now who are looking at Malverde thinking that that's a narco saint or anything. And so this guy, Malverde, the rapper, is having a problem now because he's afraid to keep using the name.
Right.
Because
he doesn't want to be associated
right,
with that.
Because these stupid people doing drug stuff are pretty dangerous.
Right.
And he
right.
still lives, you know, he does a lot of stuff on the border. So he's having a little problem with that. He actually stopped using it for a while because he didn't feel safe. Yeah. But now he's come back to the name. He's making more music. He was with a major label. Now he's on an independent label. And he's making, this is a new track from him that his manager sent me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's an interesting story.
That is
very
interesting.
An interesting guy. And, you know, we got to give him his props for, he came from a migrant farm worker family, so he speaks to them, and that's what their music does.
Let's hear some more of that. Justicia, no malicia, lo que todos beneficia. Pongan atención, porque aquí se inicia. Dice, que, dice, que, es más grande que hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip, es más grande que hip. So this whole time when Felix is traveling, you know, I'm kind of stuck in the office and he keeps texting me and emailing me pictures on my cell phone or via email of Mexican food that he's having. Because, you know, authentic, yeah. Well, maybe not authentic, but
Southwest Chicano Mexican food.
Oh, and it was torture.
Oh, it was.
What was the best food you had on your road trip?
Well, my mom's.
Of course. What? Like, what?
Oh, just, you know, her rice and beans and tortillas. You know, I don't get to eat it anymore every day like we did.
Right.
So, of course, that was like the highlight of being able to eat her food. But there were some really, you know, there were some great restaurants in Southern California, in Los Angeles, Culver City, the Paco's Tacos, you know. I ate at a couple taco trucks in Westwood, different mm-hmm. places. Downtown, went to see Maná one night. Nobody, all the haters, calm down. I went to go see Maná, and then I had tacos afterwards. So, but the food was just obviously just a highlight of the trip. My pants were a little tighter on the way back. I put on a little bit more than
I
should have.
No, I'm just kidding. I noticed you came back wearing that muumuu.
And I came back with lots of music.
I understand you also brought something from one of our favorite groups, Palenque Soul Tribe.
Yep. I did. Here it is. Check it out.
Tengo tres días que no como, cuatro que no bebo agua.
You feel like you're back in Colombia?
Yeah.
This is a group called Palenque Soul Tribe. They are, in fact, from Colombia. They're based in Los Angeles, so you hear a lot of the stuff we learned, the alegre drums and all that stuff. But if you listen really closely, you can hear the approximation of the accordion, the Mexican music in here. Musically, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And they're part, along with Malverde, of this group called the Maleco Collective. And it's a loose association of musicians. They play on each other's albums. They're doing all this different stuff. And they all make different kinds of music, and this just happens to be what they do. They're mixing Colombian with Mexican, and, you know, as you can hear, all these different styles. Really fascinating stuff, I think.
Absolutely. Ario macaco, macaquito, mini abuca mato.
It's really trippy. It's like dream music.
You know, that soprano sax, I can't tell if it's soprano or a clarinet, that melody thing at the beginning, it reminds me of the, right there, it reminds me of the clarinet player we saw on the street corner in Bogota. Remember with the band? I forget the name of the band.
Mojarra Eléctrica.
Mojarra Eléctrica. Yeah. And the way it veered from Afro-Colombian to klezmer at the same time. That's what this reminds me of too, that kind of high-pitched, reedy sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nice.
An amazing collection of music you brought.
Thank you very much. No, it was a lot of fun. It's like we've talked about that and how it's kind of like being Indiana Jones looking for great music, and that's what it was like. I was like talking to people, like one of the bands I found out through a guy at a taco truck.
Wow.
Yeah,
it
was
which
like
band?
I can't find my notes because I just came back with this stack of CDs. But I'm at a taco truck and, you know, standing there and talking to a guy and like, oh, music and da da da. And he says, oh, I got this great band. And he wrote down a website. So the combination of taco trucks and internet, you know, you're going to find stuff. And it was a lot of fun. It was really exciting. I felt like I was an adventurer.
That's amazing. You must have eaten a lot of tacos. Every memory you have of your trip happens next to a taco stand.
You know, you don't get to have that kind of stuff out here in the East Coast, so I took advantage of it.
Well, I mean, speaking of the taco truck situation, would you say that something similar, I mean, how would you compare the music scene on the West Coast, the Latin music scene on the West Coast, to the Latin music scene here on the East Coast?
On the East Coast? Here on the East Coast, it seems to be concentrated in the New York, the tri-state area, so that it all seems to be bunched there. In Southern California, like I said, you know, you can go all the way from L.A., Orange County, down to San Diego to the border, and then, you know, musically, it doesn't stop there, because then you have, as I put in my blog post, you have all these bands from Baja doing all this stuff, and they travel back and forth. So it's a much larger region, and there's a lot of different influences, a lot more different kinds of influences, and it seems a lot more, it just seems bigger. geographically it's bigger, and there are more opportunities because there are so many people spread out along that long stretch of geography that there are more gigs. There's more opportunities to be an independent band and play concerts and clubs and do stuff. So I didn't get the idea that some of these guys were hurting for places to play. It just seemed like there was a lot of stuff to do.
That's something really beautiful that, I mean, music responds to geography, but not to political barriers and boundaries.
That borders, like, it exists for geopolitical purposes. Musically, it's just like it's open all the way through Baja. And if you turn left, then you go the rest of Mexico all the way down. Is, you know, it's completely different.
Wow. What else do you have?
This is a song called Aire, and it's by a band called Aparato.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow. That vocalist.
Her name is Kat. The name of the song is Aire. It's a trio. It's a guy named Alexandro Hernandez on guitar and a guy named Josh Duron on bass and keyboards. Now, I found out about this band because I did a little jam session with some friends there and I met Josh. And then we talked after the jam session and they have this new EP with three tracks on it. And what I thought was interesting, besides, you know, being, he's a very talented guy, very nice guy, but the other interesting part about these guys is that Alexandro, the guitar player, he's got his PhD in ethnomusicology from UCLA, and Josh has a BA and is working on his advanced degree in ethnomusicology. So they're approaching the music. If you hear this song, you hear the loping kind of 3-4 time. That's a Mexican charango. If you dissect this song and listen very closely, They're mixing in the Mexican element. The bass parts are very, very melodic, almost jazz-like. And the singer is otherworldly. So it's like this mix of styles and influences that just makes their music. The rest of the EP is really fascinating that way.
That is a very unique vocal style.
And there's, like I said, there's just one of a lot of different bands out there playing gigs, doing stuff, and making a name for themselves.
Dude, you really found some great stuff. And it's all this time, I thought you were just like...
hanging out.
Chilling, working on your tan.
That's, like I said, that's one of the things about Southern California, because there's just so much down there. It's just laying there under rocks and under, like, parked underneath taco trucks that you can find.
Her vocals almost remind me of a, like, Imogen Heap or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Just, like, very powerful, like, wailing, yelping style. It's just, I haven't heard anything like this in a long time.
Yeah, it's very nice. They're very impressive, these guys. Aparato.
So, Felix, we've been checking out bands from Southern California, but you also went up to Northern California to be with your family. So.
I did go through Central California, then end up to Northern California, Sacramento. And along the way, I found some music from a band called Bangdara. They're from Oakland, and they have a new cut. It's Afro-Peruvian influenced, and it has the Afro-Peruvian singer Eva Ayon on it. But it's really fascinating because I think you're going to recognize the tune. Check it out.
Okay.
La calle llena con el grito de mi pipo, todos estamos fritos. Ya no puedo mantener mi pico, mis ideas son filosos desde cuando era niño, mocoso. Las leyes dan dolor, tan oscuro mi color. Soy obrero con gorra pa' que no me queme el sol. No señor, sí señor, condiciones, qué calor. Mi comida sin sabor, entonces me lleno con amor.
It's a song called Toro Mata. It's a really old song. I think it's from Peru, but it's like Celia Cruz did it. It's like a...
it's classic.
Right. And this band, Bangdara, is doing a newer version of it with the rapping, with the traditional vocals from Eva doing it in the background. The band is organized by a guy named Juan Manuel Caipo, and he used to be with a band called Orishas, and they were based in Oakland probably about the time you were living there, and they were playing around a lot. But he's become like a record producer, and he's running, and he works with this band, Bangdara. Very talented guy. He's got very, as we say, the musicians say, he's got very big ears. He hears a lot of stuff, a lot of different styles, and he incorporates. That's why the rhythm track is so dense and so complicated and so much fun.
I mean, it even has like some Santana in it.
Yeah, got a nice guitar solo. Very good work from Bangdara from Oakland, Oaktown.
Lovely.
There you go.
This is a very Afro-Peruvian song. In fact, it's been done by Susana Vaca,
yes.
The Peruvian singer who, she was just named, is it Peru's Minister of Culture? Is
yes.
That, yeah, she's first Afro-Peruvian Minister of Culture. That's been our West Coast edition of Alt Latino. Remember, you can hear these songs in their entirety at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff, Jessica Goldstein, and our lovely intern, Anne Hoffman. This has been Alt Latino.